The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Nabby, I heard you don't do interviews.
I stopped doing them a long time ago.
What are you doing here right now?
Yeah, I just got to go against myself sometimes.
I can't believe it's been 10 years since you played your last NHL game. Do you miss it?
To be honest with you, I'm still around it, right? So yeah. I don't miss practices. I don't miss workouts, hard workouts. But I'm still around the game, so that's, I guess, makes me miss it less.
Sure.
So
you're not totally away from it.
Yeah. Yes.
Around it enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What does the typical day and week for a goalie coach look like? Essentially, what do you keep yourself busy with?
So we have three goalies with Barracuda.
Yeah.
So usually the day I come to the rink. If it's after the game, we watch some videos. The boys go work out. I do my goalie plan for them. Usually I try to do it way ahead for kind of a 3-4 days ahead. And then we go on the ice and we try to execute. And so watch practice and see if I see something. So sometimes we communicate right on the ice and try to change certain things. And sometimes you just got to let it fly and let them figure it out on their own. So we do goalie sessions for 30 minutes, just goalies on the ice. Again, it's a different plan sometimes, but it's good. It's enjoyable, and it's the boys are doing a good job. It's fun to be around them.
You know, as long as I've known you, I don't know that I ever knew this about you. Your dad, Victor, yep. A goalie.
Yeah.
And also a goalie coach.
Well, he was.
Okay.
He was when I was a kid.
But now it's making sense to me. Why you've stuck around this, maybe. Is there some reasoning to that? Is there some connection there?
I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
It's just something, you know, when I retired in 2015, so something I tried, and I kind of got into it. I liked it, and so I have that relationship with the goalies, and So far I'm enjoying it.
Is it safe to say that coaching, though, isn't for everybody? You have to adjust yourself a little bit from a player to a coach?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But the one thing is what I like about, I guess, the goaltending coaches, right? You still have that relationship with the guys. And I say it all the time. It's not exactly like a head coach or assistant
right.
coaches, right? But
the specialty.
It's just different, right? Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you have to help them out, and you always try to be in their corner and, you know, help them to get out of the funk,
yeah.
Or when they're doing a good job, you're just happy with them. So.
And they know you've been there before too, right? So that helps. So you've got,
well,
got that direct
I try,
experience.
To be honest with you, you know, like I try to not...
Play that card.
Play that card.
Yeah.
Because everybody is different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, like we have three guys now, and they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to just look at the guys and see what their, you know, what their strong suit is and what their weakness is, and try to kind of eliminate the weaknesses as much as we can. So,
since you've retired from the NHL, the league trend goes like this: save percentage 10 years ago was 915 on average for NHL goalies. It's now down to 902. Do you have any explanation for that?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. It's not one thing or the other. I think it's a combo. It's number one is I think that the guys are pretty skilled.
Yeah.
The guys are pretty fast.
Yep.
Another one, I think the defensemen. Not what they used to be, right? So it's not about, it's just the way it is. It's because of the rules most
right.
of the times.
Right.
You know, now there's so many lateral passes. You know, it's more odd man rushes than
mm-hmm.
it's ever been, I think. So it's,
saying D-men are more worried about getting up the ice rather than defending the own zone? Is that what you're saying? What is it about D-men that's different?
Well, it's everything. The size.
Okay. Size.
right?
Okay.
The way you can play around the net,
mm-hmm.
right? The box outs,
right.
and, you know, how you can be on the boards for the D. It is just different.
Got it.
Right? And sometimes now you see the D sizes, you know, cannot match the forward's speed and size.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Yaroslav Askarov, a lot of people are very excited about him. And a lot of people are already comparing him to you and you to him. And I don't know if it's a nationality thing or whatever, but I'd say that's a pretty mutual compliment. If people liked you and then they like him, or they like him and they also liked you.
Well, he's, you know, I don't go into that. He's you know, totally different goalie
yeah,
than
of
I
course.
Was. And, you know,
it's got some personality though.
He have personality.
I like
that's
that.
For sure. Yeah. That's, and we do like that too. And
yeah.
he just, he is so talented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he have pretty much everything what the top notch goalie should have. Right. So, and it's just fun to be around him, fun to kind of have conversation with him and coach him. So it's pretty incredible.
He's also so young. How much coaching, I don't want to say does he need, but how much guidance maybe somebody like yourself can give him?
You know, with the guys like this, it's really, it's actually like when I played, I never understood that. And it just sometimes you just stay away from him.
Really?
You let him be.
Yeah.
You let him be, you let him figure it out because he is that mm-hmm. talented and he's that smart. You know, let him figure it out sometimes, and he will come to you sometimes and say, hey, what do you think? And so we just have that conversation. And like, the one thing is, you know, I never want to overcoach guys like that. You know, sometimes you just got to have a feel for them. And so far, you know, as long as I'm staying away, he's doing good.
Yeah. We'll talk about struggles versus success and how you handle that in a second.
Yep.
Whether it's him or anybody else, I mean, he obviously likes to play the puck.
Yep.
But a lot of goalies do around the NHL. How do you see it in terms of risk versus reward? It's fun to play the puck. You can see the upside, but sometimes you can see the risk that's taken when a goalie's mm-hmm. maybe out of position to try and make a play.
It's funny that you said that, but because we talked about it all the time, right? It's a fine line
yeah.
between helping and right with 5 minutes left,
it right.
gets scored on now.
Right.
So I think he's still in that learning process
mm-hmm.
of, you know, make crisp plays, do the right thing based on the score. And also he's learning the league too, like who is doing what, right?
Sure.
And I think eventually, you know, teams will start pre-scouting him also and seeing what he does and try to set up a trap for him.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, the great thing about it that you don't have to tell him to go play it.
Right.
He wants to play it.
Right.
He wants to help, right? And now we just have to kind of be patient with him
sure.
and just, you know, do the right thing.
How are goalies supposed to stop a puck that gets tipped right out in front? From the broadcaster perspective, you have no chance. You can do your best, but it's a hard read when it happens that fast.
Oh, 100%. It's you know, what we tell them, the guys, is you got to be in the right position
yeah.
and you got to have less holes, right? So if you compact and you don't have many holes and you're in a good position, you know, you're hoping that it's gonna hit you, right?
Right.
But sometimes tip is so good, it's,
yeah.
you know, and it's nothing what you can do sometimes. That's a fact. That's how we deal with that. It's actually, you know, it's actually pretty, I don't want to say it's easy way for us, but mm-hmm. it's put yourself in the position to give yourself a chance.
Right. Okay.
So
that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you probably look at the video and say, what else was he supposed to do? Like, there's nothing else he could do, right?
Yeah, sometimes you just you give up.
Can't break this down anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to protect them from themselves to uh-huh. breaking down
overthinking
so much
things,
and overthinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, how many goals you will give up in the season?
It's going to happen.
So
yeah,
you have
right.
82 games.
Right.
You probably now, what, too close to 3 goal against?
Right, right. Yeah, if you're...
Two something.
Depends, yeah.
right? You have
yeah.
always a group of 5 who is... like low twos.
150 goals at least.
At least.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So
let me get this straight. When a goalie is doing well, maybe they don't talk to you as much. and when a goalie needs it, when they're struggling? Maybe you're there for them more? Is that the relationship?
Depends. Yeah. You know, sometimes I think it's the best way to deliver the message when they're doing so well.
Yeah.
So again, it depends on the personality.
Right. And you have to read that, what they need.
That's why we're there all the time and we kind of get the good pulse on on the guys and see what they need. They're all different. They all, some of them like to be told that they're good. Some of them say, no, tell me more negative stuff. And I want to learn from that. So it all depends on their mood too.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, that's custom coaching right there. You know, of all the things that I remember about you, I don't know why this slips my mind all the time, but you won the Calder in 2001. And it's rare because a Shark has never done that before you. And it just doesn't happen to goalies a lot. That's not a goalie typical award that they win. So for right now, you're the only Shark to have ever won the Calder.
No, it's not going to be for a long time.
How are you feeling about that?
We'll have another one.
You know my question already.
Yeah. We will have another one.
Yeah. What do you see in Macklin?
Everything.
Yeah.
How good he is.
Yeah.
How dynamic he is. You know, with him, it's all just now all about the experience.
Yeah.
You know, he is so dynamic. He's read the game so well.
He does little things. He does all the little things. It's amazing. So, did you expect that from him coming in, by the way?
I never expect anything like this from the 18 years old.
Right.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Right.
But when you see kid like this and go does and creates that much, you're like, you know, he's having it. So
you were here for some great years for the Sharks as a team. And obviously we know the struggles that the group has gone through in recent times. How are you feeling about the direction and the change of direction recently and all the upsides now? There's a lot of positivity and optimism around here.
Well, when you have a bunch of young kids, Askey, Smitty, Macklin, then you have, you know, Shakir is here, you know, hopefully.
Graf's with the NHL team right now.
So you have young guys, and then, you know, another wave of the guys probably going to come pretty soon. So you kind of want to be optimistic, right? And all you, like, where I'm, I guess, sitting, I'm just all hoping that they all hardworking kids and they're all good kids. Everything else will take care of it. Like either the first line, whatever, second line, defensive, offensive, centermen, you know, that will take care of itself. That's what you want to see. You want a Warriors on the ice. And again, you know, it doesn't matter who will turn out how, as long as they can be helpful to the team.
My last thing for you is kind of personal. You've chosen to stay here in San Jose. Obviously you have this job and you played here a lot of years in the career. I mean, you really must feel like a Shark. Like this really must feel like home to you and the connection here in the Bay Area for you. How does that go?
It does. It's really does. It's home for us, for Tabitha and Emily and Andre. It's, you know, they always would say, hey, when are we going to go back to San Jose?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where we've been. And they always want to come back. And you know, Sharks making it easy too. They're making it, you know, they're so welcome. It starts with Doug Wilson and Joe Will and now with Mike and stuff. So it's kind of a, you're walking in and you, sometimes you like, I guess, can take it for granted. You're walking in and you're kind of like, oh, I feel like I'm home, right?
So,
it's just awesome.
Yeah, you could do this for a while, you think? Stay in this job? Stay in this role?
You never know.
Yeah.
You got to be good at stuff.
Yeah. You like it though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to be good. Right?
I know what you're saying. Right. You feel the pressure. Yeah.
I don't know if it's pressure to be. It's like, I don't like the word pressure.
Sure.
If they feel pressure.
You feel the responsibility.
Responsibility.
All right.
Yeah. Your responsibility. Right. Pressure, it's, I mean, if you cannot handle that pressure.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. Then you better find something else to do.
You know, I've seen you around for a while, but I think this might be the first time I've interviewed you at least in 10 years. I missed it.
Yeah, and I know why.
Tell me why.
Because your guy is not here. He never wanted to talk to me.
Okay.
He never wanted to talk
to me. Curtis never wanted to talk to you?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to talk to you. Yeah. I think the only reason you did this interview is because I promised you Curtis would be here. He's not here, obviously. Yeah. We don't need him anymore.
No, yeah, we do. We need to see that, you know, that beard of his. And,
oh boy.
yeah, it's you know, it's interesting.
I miss him a little bit. Just a little bit. Just
okay, only, I will let him know. I'm going to see him soon. I will let him
He's
know.
He's not even on the internet. Don't worry. He'll never see this. Nabby, thank you so much for your time, buddy. Yeah, I appreciate
it. Anytime, bro.